الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا بالقاسم محمد والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين وعما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المتين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين صدق الله العلي العظيم. Brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. These verses that I just read for you are from Surah Al-Jum'ah, which really has to be one of those surahs that must be very important for us to learn and to understand and look into, as it's recommended to be read during the Salat Al-Jum'ah on Fridays. Recently, I was reading over these verses of Quran and something struck me so beautifully, where Allah says here in this second verse of Surah Al-Jum'ah, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته. That Allah is the one who had raised up a prophet amongst the illiterate ones of Arabia, a prophet from amongst themselves, that he recites to them the signs of Allah. So this is one of those first jobs and primary functions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that his job first and foremost is to recite to the people the signs of Allah, the revelation of Allah, the communication of Allah. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةُ. And he purifies them and teaches them the book and the wisdom. And this is what struck me as so interesting, just in the order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arranges this particular verse. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. That first Allah says that the Prophet's job, after reciting the communications of Allah to the people, is to purify them. His next job is to purify them. Then his job is to teach them. To teach them what? The book and the wisdom. What's so interesting here is that we often think of knowledge as the first step that we need to take in gaining nearness to Allah, gaining understanding and ilm and ma'rifat of Allah, when clearly this verse of Quran is making it clear to us that the first step is tazkiyah, is purification, tazkiyah to nafs, the purification of the self. For knowledge to be of any benefit to the human being, and especially divine knowledge, knowledge that's being revealed by prophets on behalf of Allah, if it's to serve the human being correctly, the vessel that it's being poured into, namely the human being, has to be purified. If you pour a clean substance into a dirty vessel, that clean substance becomes adulterated, becomes dirty. In the same way with the human beings, if we don't purify the human being first before seeking knowledge, then that knowledge, rather than being a means and a tool for us to gain nearness to Allah, can in fact become poisonous to us, can become the means by which we become led astray. As Imam Khomeini had mentioned in Adab al-Salat, that the thickest of veils, the heaviest, most impenetrable of veils, is actually the veil of knowledge and thinking that one knows something. So very important to take away from this particular ayah of Quran, Surah Al-Jum'ah, verse number 2. The primary function of the prophets is to reveal the message of Allah to the people, but then to purify them. And only after their purification, then he teaches them the book and the wisdom. And that verse finishes up, وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي الظَّلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And before this is not just before Prophet gave that message, but if you do anything before you purify the self, if you attempt any path towards Allah before purification of the self, it will be dhalalim mubin. It will be a clear misguidance. First, we must do tazkiyatun nafs, in order to make sure that that ilm has a clean and pure vessel to rest in. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدِ